Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We have continued to follow what is happening in Syria because it is extremely, extremely important. The internal conflict rages on, renewed violence, particularly that affecting the Druze community. But the one pressing question is who stands to gain from the chaos? And more specifically, is Turkey quietly benefiting from this Syrian war, maybe economically, politically, strategically? Joining us now is Dr. Hey Eitan Okoyan-Yanarok, who is a leading expert on Turkish affairs at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security and the Moshe Dayan Center. Dr. Yanarokah, thank you for joining us again. Let's just start with the basics. How would you describe Turkey's current role in Syria?
Okay, first of all, thank you very much for having me. Good morning. And secondly, of course, in the aftermath of the fall of the Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad, we all know that Turkey has become the most important actor in Syria. Obviously, they have a geographical contiguity there, and they are already present on the they are already present there in the Syrian territory, in the northern portions of the country, as an occupying force, and they are also deepening their dependence in terms of infrastructure and civilian consumption in Syria. And in the aftermath of Assad, we also began to see a very deep Turkish penetration in the military affairs. They are eager to provide necessary equipment for the Syrian forces, and they are also ready to train them. So, long story short, when we are looking at this large picture, we are seeing that, you know, approximately, if I'm not mistaken, it was a week and a half ago that we were all talking about a possibility of Abraham Accords, right?
Yes.
A realization of Abraham Accords between Israel and the Syrian regime. And obviously, who could not profit from such a venture? Of course, it was Turkey.
Right.
Because if such a peace treaty or a non-aggression treaty was signed, then Ankara's influence in Damascus could be diminished. And therefore, you know, at large, we can say that this latest confrontation between these Sunni jihadist terrorists and the Druze people, who were unfortunately slaughtered by them, only playing to the hands of Ankara, because at the end, Israel had no choice but to intervene in order to protect these people from this brutality. And therefore, we all witnessed the collapse of this possibility of signing a peace treaty or a non-aggression treaty between the Syrian regime and Israel.
So is there an economic incentive for Turkey not to have Syria sign it? In other words, would that be because Syria then is more dependent on Turkey economically?
Again, could you please repeat your question?
So could it be the fact that there's an incentive, or a disincentive rather, if Syria moves towards a more peaceful relationship with the United States, with Israel, then that would have a negative economic impact on Turkey, given the dependency that Syria has on Turkey?
I think it's beyond that. Okay, we have to underline this. This is very important, because if the Syrian regime would have signed an agreement with the State of Israel, then in an open manner, they could become a part of the Abraham Accords Axis countries, meaning that we could see an increase of the Saudi influence and the Emirati influence in Syria at the expense, of course, the Turkish influence. So it's not only economic, but I think it's more political and military base. We can say that, of course, this could have a very severe consequences for the Turkish foreign policy.
Mm.
At the end, let us not forget throughout the whole Syrian civil war, they were the ones who supported the Syrian opposition. And in such a case, of course, if the Syrian regime could have signed an agreement with Israel, then we could have seen a penetration of the Gulf, Emiratis, Bahrainis, and of course, obviously, the Saudis that could come at the expense of the Turks.
Mm-hmm. So, do you, I mean, you speak about it almost as though it's in past tense. Do you think that the Syria's move towards the Abraham Accord is dead, or is it severely delayed? What do you think is going to happen here?
Okay, you know, in rational terms, we could say that yes, it's dead. But today we are living in very interesting times. I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse. But
well, it's the Chinese curse.
Yeah, definitely. So we can say that in today's Middle East, we should never say something very decisive, because there might be something very different in Erbil, and everything could change upside down. So it's too early, but from today's perspective, as of 22nd of July, we can definitely say that it's in coma, if not dead.
Right. So what should we watch for next in terms of the Turkey, Syria, Israel presence and relationship?
I look forward for a deeper Turkish penetration in Syria. And of course, I'm not hoping it, but that's
what you think
that is my impression, and that's how I foresee the things. I think the Turkish administration will seize this confrontation between the Druze and the Syrian government as an opportunity to penetrate deeper. And of course, from their perspective, the most important challenge is the Kurdish question. In northern Syria, we also know that there are Kurds, and the Kurds are also looking towards the Druze, and they are seeing that if they will and if they will leave their weapons, and if they will go through a demilitarization, also their destiny may be almost the same with the Druze people. And let us speak very openly and frankly. I really don't think that Jerusalem will take a decision also to defend the Kurds, who are beyond, who are really beyond our reach. I'm telling this because in Israeli society, we have the Druze people. So the Druze question is something very different
very
from
relevant.
Israel.
It
cannot be compared
to
the
Kurdish.
Kurds.
That is where we do need to leave it there as we head towards 9 o'clock. Dr. Hey Eitan Cohen Yana Rokach is a Turkish expert at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategic and Security and at the Moshe Dayan Center for the Middle East, talking to us about the enormously complicated situation with regard to Syria, the internal conflict, and the impact on Turkey and, of course, the region. And just like that, it is about to go 9 o'clock. Time for me to love and to leave you. I hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Just don't be late.